Welcome back to Arizona Spotlight. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, over 11% of the U.S. military personnel returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are women, and more than 60% of the women who have used VA health care since those conflicts began are under the age of 30. Although media headlines have cited studies that show a discrepancy between the care received by male and female veterans, changing those statistics is the goal of several healthcare professionals in Arizona. We'll hear more next in this story from Pam White.
More than half of female veterans who had served in Iraq or Afghanistan and used VA care were under the age of 30.
Miss Laura Brockert, you ready?
27-year-old Laura Brockert was in the Army and served in Iraq for almost 2 years. She suffers from the most common condition impacting women vets, post-traumatic stress disorder.
When I first came home, I was a little concerned about my readjustment, concerned about PTSD, which is what brought me to the VA. And when I found out I was pregnant, I did not know that the VA would actually cover all of my prenatal and postnatal care. And that's really what I've come to know about the VA, is that they really take care of women's health, even pregnancy. That was a surprise.
44% of female veterans who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan have enrolled with VA health care. However, many women vets still have no idea of what they're entitled to. Options that include everything from maternity care to mental health services.
It's always such a great opportunity to remind women about the health care available here.
Good. Kathleen Gibson is chief of the primary care line for Southern Arizona's VA health care system.
Currently, we have approximately 550 women OEF-OAF veterans assigned to primary care providers across our facility, and that includes our outlying clinics. Those women last year had approximately 1,500 plus visits into the clinics, and we're very proud of the comprehensive, coordinated nature which we can provide primary care.
Some critics say women's health care needs are not being met, but Gibson says that's not the case here. In 1993, a women's clinic opened here in Tucson. Today, it has two nurse practitioners providing primary care, as well as a gynecologist who performs prenatal evaluations and other services exclusively for women.
It's a relaxed atmosphere. They can ask questions.
Adrian Weedy is head of a program to help soldiers adjust back to civilian life and to tell them about the benefits they are entitled to.
For women veterans, this means that we educate them on what their treatment options are. So we let them know they may see a medical provider that is a female or a male. We also let them know they may receive primary care from a general clinic or the women's clinic.
And when I, of course, got out, there was no women's program.
Joan Cole served as a commissioned officer in Korea. When she left the service, she had to use private medical facilities until women's programs became part of the VA.
I just have found this a haven for me, and I have met very, very few women who cannot say the same thing. And I feel that those who do not agree with me are not thoroughly knowledgeable about what is available to them.
I think the thing that I'd most like our patients to understand and our women veterans to understand is that we're here, we want to provide services for them, we want to welcome them home, we want to be a part of that, and that we can provide the large array of services that are necessary in order to help provide good health care.
Okay, right this way.
Laura is now coming for prenatal visits for her second child, and she's made a great deal of progress with her PTSD.
I was very skeptical. But I heard about the VA, and I really didn't believe that, anyone could really help me through this. Like I said, you know, always do it on our own. We're fit to fight. We're mission ready. We can accomplish anything. But, you know, to have to be helped by what I thought was people who couldn't understand. I was pleasantly surprised.
This is a remarkable group of women. They are reshaping the culture of the military. There are boys and girls coming of age now who are seeing their mom, their aunt, their sister serving in the armed forces. So from the standpoint of the VA, it's our role to make sure that when they return from deployment, that all of their healthcare needs are being met. And we do that by close collaborations and coordination to ensure that we can get a solid sense of where they're at and what their needs are.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Pam White.